Can you change a plug or assemble flat pack furniture? Well, results of a new survey suggest that we are a nation of DIY dunces, with only 8% of 18 to 25 year olds capable of rewiring a plug, and 17% can't even hang a picture. So do you like to get stuck in and give it a go, or is it a case of getting someone in to do it? Well, joining me is female builder Philippa Tutiet. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. I can't believe it's only 8%. That's crazy.
Have you got a tool belt and everything, Philippa?
I have. I'm fully equipped now.
And journalist Andy Jones, are you surprised at those figures?
I'm not really surprised. I think I'm going to be very embarrassed by Philippa's knowledge. I'm not entirely useless. I can hang a picture frame. I can mend shelves. I can, assemble IKEA furniture. But anything that requires any kind of skill above that, I'm very, very poor at.
Philippa, can you give him any advice?
Well, you know what? The internet is an amazing thing. And honestly, from changing a plug socket, checking fuses, all the way through to stud partition a wall, plastering, say, if you get on the internet and Google it, I guarantee you there'll be even a video up there that gives you sort of step-by-step instructions. So you can find out how to do it yourself quite easily.
I have to agree with that. I learned how to bleed my radiators from a video on YouTube the other week.
There we go.
It's absolutely fabulous. Yeah. And you get a really friendly face giving you step-by-step advice on how to do it. I will say we've completely lost the art of repairing things. Things are so cheaply bought now. Like, you go out and buy a wardrobe and then the door breaks or the shelves break and people don't think to repair it. They just throw it out and get a new one because it's so cheap to do. You'll also have noticed, probably on a similar trend, the number of repair shops we have on the high street has completely disappeared. You don't see any repair shops anymore. Because if people have their toaster breaks, their kettle breaks, radio breaks, computer breaks, they just kind of say, well, I'm going to go and get a new one. Do you see what I mean? It's almost white goods and kind of furniture and things are so cheap now. It's almost kind of no longer worth knowing how to mend them. It's more expensive to hire someone to fix it than it is to hire them to go out and buy a new one.
Yeah, Philippa, what are the most popular jobs you get asked to do the most?
Well, you know what? It varies. Obviously, with my building company, we do full scale. So we do everything from painting and decorating right through to extensions. But I do find with silly little things like painting and decorating, obviously, there is an issue of time. I think we're a generation of very, very busy people. Not only have we got our day jobs, but lots of people now are doing much more extra curriculum sort of stuff in the evening, sport and whatnot. So I think people are lacking with time, but something like painting and decorating, that's pretty easy to do. And you'd be amazed at how many people really don't know where to start. I know that there are some people sort of suffer in the sense that when they go to the DIY stores, there's so many different types of paint now. That's another thing, I think, that all these DIY stores have sort of cottoned on to the DIYer, and they supply different types of brushes, rollers, paint, and people get a bit confused, I think, at what to sort of use. But most common is probably painting and decorating, which is, I'd say, the most common DIY thing that you could really do yourself.
Could you paint and decorate, Andy?
I can. It's a time thing. It's almost like, well... Yeah. I need to take a day off work, which will cost me X amount, or I can pay somebody else to do it in a couple of hours, and I can do all my other chores during my day off as well. And then I think most people work it out as a thing. I am pretty sure I could paint and decorate a room. Whether or not I could do a whole house, as Philip can, is another thing entirely.
Well, I find as well, DIYers, I think they fancy themselves as being quite good at it, but actually you end up with a bit of a slapdash, haphazard job. Mentioning no names, but when my dad painted my kitchen, the top of my fridge was covered in paint. You know, if I'd paid somebody to come in and do that, that wouldn't have happened.
I think the other thing as well is that so many people rent now, and I rent a property, and I'm told by my landlord any repairs will come out and do it, because if you try and do it yourself and get it wrong, then you have to pay for it. So there's plenty of times where in rental property I've had a room that needs painting, something's leaked upstairs and we need to paint the ceiling, and I think I could get up and do that in like 3 hours. But then I think, well, if I fall off the ladder and crash into something and break it, or heaven forbid, damage myself, then I'm the one that's liable for it. And I think people now, because so many people rent, I think people are kind of trapped by that. They think, well, my landlord should pay for it, and I don't want to pay for it. And two, if I attempt to do it and do it wrong, then I get charged for it.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. There are some landlords that will take out of your bond for if you try and even just redecorate, because it's not in the contract. You're allowed to do that. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Sorry, carry on.
Go ahead, Andy.
Oh, sorry. Even things like hanging up pictures, a lot of landlords will say, if you leave marks on the walls, then you have to pay for it. And so if you're going to hang a picture, you have to then work out, one, do I want to, how much do I really want this picture? Two, do I then want to replaster part of that wall or, you know, fill it up or whatever, etc. So I think a lot of people are just like, well, I don't, you know, also a rental property, people don't have as much love for it than if they own it. They think, well, you know, I'm only renting it, that'll do. You know, that sink's a bit funny and that tap doesn't really work and the shower's not as powerful as it ought to be, but I'm only renting it, it's only temporary. I'm not going to pay for someone to fix it myself and I'm certainly not going to try and do it myself.
Again,
you know, I think people are suffering because little things like, I've got a load of friends, girls that have got the GHD straighteners and they're expensive. But they're so powerful, they quite often blow their own fuse. The amount of friends I've got that have binned them, thinking, oh, it's just broken. You know, bin it. And they're expensive.
And it's just a fuse.
And I'm like, look, just check the fuse. I have now got three sets of straighteners. It's great. I got one for the gym, one for my work. Keep them everywhere. Because my friends have just given them to me, saying, oh, I can't be asked to look at it.
I was very pleased when my girlfriend's lamp blew the other day. She's bought one of these very posh lamps, you know, and it blew and she said, oh, it doesn't work, I'm going to throw it out. And I managed to fix the fuse. So I went and bought the fuse and redid it. So I was quite pleased with myself. I looked very macho with my shirt off for the 30 seconds it took to do and then go to the shop and get it done. So I felt very proud of myself at that point. But you're right, people throw things away simply because it's a fuse.
Very quickly, finally, Philippa, what's your advice to people today? What skills do you think everyone should have?
Well, I think everyone should have a basic concept of most DIY, not only for enabling you to sort of do interiors, decorating, but also property maintenance. Silly little things like, let's say, a silicone seal around a bath. If that breaks, your water goes in behind your bath, it's going to get into your walls, and it could cause some serious damage. So take the time. I know we're all struggling for time, but try and make some time. Have a look around your house. If you see little things that aren't quite right, just get on the internet and Google it. I guarantee there'll be a video or some step-by-step guide to tell you how you can sort it yourself.
But obviously, if you have no natural talent for it, don't go anywhere near it because you'll make it much worse.
Well, sometimes, but equally, if you just take your time, make sure you research it properly, then you know, I have faith in the British public. I'm sure everyone can take it on with a little bit of patience and have a little bit of pride in what you do. Don't slapdash.
OK, Philippa, Andy, thank you both very much this morning.